Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Kitty, and I'm with...
Cover.
So, this week we're going to be talking about the Great Arms Race, and of course, our little blue friend, Sonic, so, because he's about to celebrate his 20th birthday on June 23rd. So, we thought that this show would be dedicated to him, and, everybody that's enjoying the Great Arms Race. Okay. And of course, our fan base out there that's listening. So, okay. So, first off, we all know about the weapons. And I'm looking forward to the Prophets of Motov. So, which one are you looking forward to, Cobra?
I'm looking forward to the Nug 2000.
Don't they look like the old PSO weapons?
Oh, yeah. And I love the Nug on the old PSO, too.
Yeah, believe it or not, the Prophets of I keep calling it Prophets of Motov because that's what it was called on the PSO, you know? It's called Motov Prophecy on here.
Yeah.
So I gotta get used to that. I'm glad I got a new Micron, by the way, just throwing that out there because it was hard to see the screen before. But yeah, Sonic's birthday is rolling around on the 23rd, so I'm looking forward to that. And you guys got time to hunt down the Jago Shinichis, and that's only going to be going on until the 30th. So.
Yeah, and we need to start hunting them too ourselves.
Yeah, because there's not much time left. So yeah, basically I've already put in my little vote for my book, Prophets of Motov, and Motov Prophecy. I'm sorry, guys. Like I said, I'm used to calling it, you know, that because that's what it was on PSO. So, yeah, right now we are at 20 million, about to hit 21 million, and we're doing pretty good so far. Which panels do we got open?
Let's see. We have the, of course, 2 weeks Super Holy,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks Free Makeover, and Close the Parts Half Off. The event mission unlocks Seabed Echoes. 2 weeks of 10 times Casino Vault Coins.
Oh man, I wonder if I'll be able to get the King's Chair. I know I'm not a king, but you know.
Oh, well, Queen considered a King's Chair anyway, so.
Yeah, so who cares? And so I always wanted one of those chairs. I never got one. So hopefully I'll be able to get one. I don't know. How long? I mean, I'd probably have to save all my coins up to be able to get it, but right now...
Oh, for 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, Tenora Works is in the first place.
Yeah.
Yomi stays in second.
Somehow Yomi always stays in second. What?
I don't know. People. You know, we gotta get Yomi in number one. I'm picking. You guys go for whoever you guys want to go for. I'm just picking.
But the Yomi people needs to ramp up to... The kill count during the boost time. I think that's how Tenora and GRM keep swapping spots.
I was about to say, whose side are you on?
I'm just saying, if Yomi was to start ramping up on the kill counts during the boost time, they might actually get in first place.
Well, I've seen Yomi in first place a couple times, but I mean, we'll get there. Trust me, guys, we'll get there.
Well, it only matters who's in first at the end.
Yep. I think we'll be the ones that wins. Hey, we're all winners. We all get weapons, so.
Yeah. Well, Takers are the most powerful as far as just flat-out power.
Right. I never told anybody this, but I was watching a video, and I actually saw what... You guys are going to laugh at this. I actually saw what Zonde looked like. Just plain Zonde. Not Zonde, just Zonde. And it actually looks cooler. Almost as cool as Nos Zonde. But it looks like Digga, except a big old giant ball of electricity. And it, yeah. I'm easily amused. What can I say? I saw it and I was like, whoa, that looks pretty good. So I'm going to start leveling that.
Well, for gunners, we really don't get anything real special as far as visuals, except for an extra bullet with the shotguns as they level.
Yeah. The other day we were arguing over how hard it would be to level Tex, and he's over here saying, well, I bet it ain't as hard as leveling bullets.
Try a rifle compared to Zondi.
Zondi's, hey, to each their own. But yeah, we do this all the time. We're not really arguing, we're picking at each other. But he'll say that techs level faster. And you guys can all leave comments on that. I don't know. To me, I think that it takes a while to level techs, even with the buff. With the boost, yeah, buffs.
Well, if you think about it, if it's a one target deal, it is going to take a while to level them all.
Right. Yeah, I've noticed that the techs are kind of leveling a little faster because there's so many monsters in this, and they're kind of short runs because there's only like two blocks, and during the missions. So.
Yeah, and even though they're kind of short, you still get a good amount of experience, mm-hmm. as well as being able to level up your skills, bullets, and techs.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing how much you got to get. Is this like, was this what the goal was on the JP side right here? I'm looking at the.
Yeah, it looks like that they cut our requirements down.
Yeah.
Basically, they had to get 40 million in order to get the, what is that? The Vol coins.
Yeah. They did good. I applaud them for that. I mean, that.
Oh, yeah. 133 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's wow. That's amazing, guys. So, we do have the Seabed. Yeah, Sea Echo. Oh, Seabed Echoes. The Seabed Echoes. We did get that open. So, that's like a third way to run. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, on JP's side, it was called. Well, they have the English version on here too, but it was called Seabed Vibrations.
Oh, and we're still working on Shape of Evolution, so we still got to get that done. We still got a little ways to go. I don't know how much further we got, but I think we got like 5 more million.
Yeah. Well, almost 5 million. 5 million 20,000. Well, 5 million 18,000. If you want to really get technical, you're looking at 5 million, 10,000, 700, and. No. Yeah. 5 million, 17,803.
Okay. Goodness, him and his math. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually looking at the weapons. The
Hey, look who's in first.
We sent her just talking about first. Can you guys hear us right now? This ain't really a live one. I mean, that's the radio.
We started very close to an hour. That's why it changed on us.
I know.
But still, it's awesome.
Yeah, Yomi's in first right now, guys. So, congratulations to Yomi. Go us. I'm picking
up. GRM slacking.
Yeah, they're in third. So, but to each, I mean... I'm loving this. Like, I love the whole panel thing. I think that's fun. And to see if we, it's a challenge. And it's always fun to have, like, little challenges and stuff and see if we can make it and push ourselves to achieve it. You got to do that. So, I can't wait to, be able to get my hands on that Motob Prophecy. Or I pronounced it right this time because I'm actually looking at the weapon. I'll go ahead and tell you guys I'm pretty sure you guys already know this. Let's see. Wow, they don't have any of the stats on here.
Yeah, that's because, whenever you're looking at the stats of the weapons on the front page of the, GARM for, GAR, Great Arms Race.
Mm-hmm.
For on the PSUpedia, mm-hmm. it shows the possible stats for the winning.
Right. Well, at least they're all 14 stars. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and also the whole mag, the hit the counter mag. I wanted that. I still got to work on to get that. So. Let me tell you guys something. You guys see Hello Kitty gets it. Gets one of those. I'll be rejoicing, being happy. But yeah, I want one of those so bad. But as of right now, I don't know if Master Horses can use it. I don't think so.
Well, it's a 14-star mag, so yeah, they would be able to, but for some reason, it started off kind of broke because for some reason only Echotechers can equip it.
Yeah. Well, they'll get it fixed. I know they'll get it fixed. So, I mean, I can't wait to be able to use it. Like, if I win it, then, you know, it's going to... Man, how do you guys do it? Do you guys, like, do a whole bunch of C-runs? I mean, it's like when you guys see it gets, like, really low, start doing C-runs. Because I've never hit the counter. Like, I've absolute zero, never hit the counter.
And we spam that thing.
Yeah. And Shred the Darkness, never got to hit the counter.
Spamming it, too. Love both of them.
So, third time's a charm by Krucky, and we're going to get it.
Scroll down to the bottom and look at the stats for the Motov Prophecy, and I'll tell you how much of a difference there is.
Scroll down to where?
Motov's Prophecy. Motov Prophecy. Up, right there.
Okay.
Okay, the tech is what?
906.
906? Why those little rascals?
What?
They're showing the winning, stats on this too.
Okay.
Well, there goes that idea.
Yeah, the Birdish actually looks pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
The attack is 950. Cool. And it'll have 40% light attribute, which is cool.
Yep, which would be very helpful during. I hope that we get the same type of. Oh, what is that thing called? The same type of... Oh, it is that one thing that just before this event started, GBR.
Yeah, we're going to get... well, one of the rewards is a 15% on the next GBR. So it only makes sense that a GBR would be... I mean, I wouldn't say right after, but, you know, next one, you know.
Well, it'd be shortly after.
Maybe.
But when you're looking at the timeline on what the people in on the JP servers gets, then you will see that they gotten a Guardians Colony second GBR.
Yeah. Okay, here's the question of the week. I'm going to start doing these again. What event are you guys looking forward to? And why? You guys can leave comments and I'll share them on the next podcast. Mine would be... I'm thinking either Maximum Attack X or Guardians Chronicles. That's just, you know... I'll tell you guys why. Hold on here. Okay, so here's why I chose Maximum Attack X. Okay, so here's all the good stuff, okay? Basically, at this time, I think that the whole stamp thing would be implemented, so that would be cool. And basically, I'll just read you the reward panels. Half price clothes and parts for 2 weeks. Free Lumias to, you know, makeover, I guess, for 2 weeks. New stages, danger, and expenses. Added Twisted Labyrinth. So you get 10 times of Royal Coin allowance for 2 weeks. Parm collectible. 2 weeks of Mega Holy. Photon Fortune for all races. New stages. Motion and Desperation. Added to Twisted Labyrinth. 15% starting boost during the next Guardians Boost Road. Photon Art Experience boost for 2 weeks. 20% boost to Weapon Lion Shield Synthesis for 2 weeks. 10% boost on Weapon Grinding for 2 weeks. And 2x daily stamp allowance for 2 weeks. And you also get, like, weapon rewards. So, whoa, that blade looks awesome. Kotetsu, that looks pretty cool. And the other ones, like... The Chaohe, I can pronounce that one, but the other ones he's pretty good at.
Ikoten Yoku.
Okay, the Chaohe is actually a spear. It's a 9-star. It's pretty cool looking. And the... Which one did you say? The... That one?
Eiko Tenyoku.
Okay, that one there looks like he has a feather in his hand, and... No, he's not going to call it macaroni. Basically... I'm being silly. Basically, it looks like a sword in the other hand, so it looks pretty cool.
Well, it's basically a combination of a wing sword and the kotetsu.
Yep. So those are pretty cool looking weapons. And then there's the Grand Orca.
Yep.
Which looks really neat because it has like a, you know, has like a whale on it. No, yeah. And it's purple. Purple and black. Looks pretty cool. So, yeah, these are pretty nice looking weapons. The only bad part is like, they're, you know, like the fighter classes, they wouldn't be able to use them, you know, the master fighter classes, because they're 9-stars, which would be A, so that's the only downside. But other than that, this looks like a really good mission. You get, like, main mission, Twisted Labyrinth. You get, well, it's got a lot of places. It's got the, I want to call it Habanero FD. I don't know why, it just looked like Habanero to me, but Habiro or something like that, FD, and then Overture and Brave Fight and Floater and Striker and Lunga and Miri and Save This World, and this is my happiness, like this is my happy face, and Dreams and the future update, the following songs. Whoa, is this the one where you can actually play music?
Yeah, that's where the party leader gets to choose the music.
Oh.
And if no one else likes it, well, that's just too bad.
Let me see which song I would play. Dreams, because that's always been like one of my favorite ones.
And Dreams, and probably Sonic Heroes.
Yeah. Speaking of Sonic Heroes, we should totally play, after we get done with this, we're going to play two songs dedicated to Sonic. So, you guys are going to have to listen to that. Those are some really good songs. But yeah, it says in future updates, the songs will be added to the list. Burning Hearts. And it has, I can't read that. it's in Japanese and I can't read Japanese, but the second song and third song is in Japanese, and the number 4 song, Sonic Heroes. 5th is Ethan, and 6th is Rhea. 7th's Trick Track, 8th, Long Time Action. Basically, it's got a lot of good songs in it, so it looks pretty cool. And I think it's got the one place that I hope it's got the red and green crossover. So for some reason I was thinking it's gonna have that one place open, the new place they just got opened. What is the name of that place? Red Chili something? I don't know.
Huh? Red Chili something?
No, that one place they just got open in Japan. I can't remember the name of it. I'm trying to remember, guys, because it's kind of crazy. It's kind of funny too.
Are you talking about Clad 6?
No, yeah, it's like Clad 6, but rewind your page. I'm just kidding. it's the one that has, it's like red something. I'd have to look it up, but yeah. Oh, goodness. But yeah, and the other one would be Guardians Chronicle. And that one there, Kirby just told me that that's pretty much a permanent thing.
If I understand it right, it is more or less a permanent thing. I might be wrong.
Well,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. We want to hear from you guys. You know, we want to know how we're doing. And also, if you guys like the podcast, give us a rating on iTunes. So, you know. Let's see here. Basically, you remember... Okay, if you guys played Shred the Darkness, you guys played... the mission called The Big Push, which is like my favorite, one of my favorites.
Basically, but transfer friendly.
It is. It's like, but you can't use freeze traps in that area because you freeze them and they'll be stuck in there and you can't get them out, okay, unless you kill them.
Yeah, I did that.
And it was crazy. I mean, we had fun with that one. The Big Push, basically, you got to get all the creatures out of this, like, it's like a square, and you've got to get them out of it. You got to, you know. And then... if you don't, you know, stuff starts going off and, you know, alarms and just messes everything up. So.
Either A, you have to get them out of there, or B, you have to keep them out.
Yeah, so it's a fun one. Now, this Deadly Brilliance, I really don't know much about that one. It said you'll be tested in your endurance. Face a wave of fierce creatures and show them the strength of your... Oh, show them the strength of your resolve. Okay. So, yeah, that looks like a good one too. I haven't got to play that one, so... I think these are ones for past missions, and I recognize the big push. I think that some of these... oh, yeah, they are. Huh. Okay. Well, Shred the Darkness is one of the missions, of course, which would be the big push. One Up Cup, which is Platinum Cup. One of these missions is from that. And Operation Firebreak, one of the missions is from that. So, to me, I think that'd be really fun. And again, you get all that good stuff, you know, like the 2 weeks of Mega Holy and stuff like that. And you get the 3x daily stamps, which I'm really looking to. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the whole stamp thing because I think that that would be pretty nice. And also the title system. Who's not looking forward to the title system? You know, yeah.
After looking through this, yeah, it is an actual event, but there is a, I think it's called Guardians Chronicles 2nd,
mm-hmm.
which is more or less a permanent thing, I think.
I feel like doing my little kid's voice. All I want for Christmas is... Being silly. Okay, so we told you guys that we would do a song dedicated to Sonic. And we just hope that he has a happy birthday. 22nd, might be the 20th birthday. So here's the song. Hope you guys enjoy it. So that was actually from Sonic 2, Sonic Adventures 2, I think. So, yeah, we hope that you guys enjoyed that song. We have another one that's coming up in a little while. Sorry if it's so loud at the beginning. So, Cobra had an event that he's looking forward to. True Darkness right there.
Yeah, well, it's not an event. It's actually a mission. I know it's kind of a goober thing to look forward to, but... that mission actually has the Diabolic Gauntlet, which looks pretty awesome.
What is that? Oh my gosh. That is creepy looking, which is kind of like an arm or something.
Well, if you think about it, it actually looks like it comes from Dulk Fakus.
We should totally post a picture, you know, on the podcast thing. and let you guys see it. It looks really weird, kind of creepy. That's going to give people nightmares. It looks pretty neat, though.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with nightmares.
Oh, who you kidding?
But for some reason, I've actually been looking forward to that. And like you, I've also been looking forward to Maximum Attack X, because one of the missions, the red and green crossover.
Red and green crossover.
That's your next chance of getting the Final Impact.
Awesome.
And we owe a friend of ours a hunt for one of those.
Yes, we do. Gonna get it. Okay, I finally found the name of that, because I was thinking like Red Hot Peppers and all sorts of stuff. But it's Red Hot Jungle. That's the mission they just got in Japan. So I was like, that looks totally cool. And, you know, just the sound of it sounds pretty cool. Like, yeah. So that's one that looks pretty interesting to have. This is our I want list, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing about the red and green crossover that I've been kind of looking forward to.
Sophied?
Yep.
That's pretty cool looking. What is that, a dagger?
No, it's actually a slicer.
Oh, that's pretty cool looking. So, yeah, we hope that you guys are enjoying these podcasts, and we are enjoying doing them, and sorry we couldn't have any guests on this week. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened to the forums, and I think we were going to have a guest, but
I had no way to get in contact with them.
Yeah, we had no way to get a, you know, hold of them, so that's why we waited, you know, to hope that the forums would be back up. So hopefully everything gets, you know, under control, and we're able to have more guests on soon, because we're looking forward to having more guests on.
Yep. And that is one of the things about these podcasts. Is they are made for and by the fans.
Yes. There's no, I mean, as you guys can tell, we're not scripted. Totally unscripted. I mean, we had one time to take like 4 or 5 takes, where the only reason I'm worth saying this is because somebody was away from their microphone at the time. So we all had to say, you know, I have guests with me today. Then they all had to say, you know, like their names and stuff. And one friend was about, you know, not there, and then we had to pick, you know, the only thing, you know, yeah, that's the only part that's scripted, you know, is the intros and stuff. So other than that, you know, we try to make people feel as comfortable as we can when you guys, you know, join us. And so, yeah. And also, Dangerous Moog is our featured member on the website, fantasystar.ning. He's been a great contributor of, you know, trying to be friendly and helpful. He's even got his own little thread there. I think it's called Ask Smoogie, or I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to go there in a second here. But yeah, I mean, that's a fun place to go and hang out. We've got quite a few members. Let's see here. Let's see, what is it called? I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying. I should have had this part prepared, but let's see what it's called. Dangers Ask and Answer. So basically, he said he's a pretty plugged in person. For instance, if there's any event coming up, I usually know just about everything to know about it. So if you want, you know, basically if you got a question for him, he'll answer it for you guys. So he's a pretty good guy. He was Cobra's best man. We didn't even talk about the wedding.
Well, the podcast ain't over. We can still talk about it.
I know, but it's like, that should have been like one of the first things we talked about. We thank you guys for all that showed up, and we thank Edward so much for being the minister. You guys, he was awesome. Anybody that was there saw it. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better minister. He was so cool, and he's a great guy. So, yeah. Great friend and guy. And I like the part where when you take her to be your wife with her scape dolls and...
to heal and to buff,
yes.
Until you run out of escape dolls.
It was so cute, and then a lot of people came to the wedding. I was like surprised, but yeah, we thank you guys for everybody that came there, you know, and showed up and showed support, you know, for the wedding. And we thank you guys so very much. It means a lot.
Yep.
And also, you guys can check out my webcast I've been doing. It's at Fantasy Star TV on YouTube. You know, YouTube, Fantasy Star TV. You guys can see, if you look in my favorites, HC4 and Home Dog recorded the wedding, so you guys can actually see it. And it's actually a fun, it was a really fun time of, you know, it was funny. How do I explain this? Basically, using the Xbox live chat.
Yep.
Would you like to tell them all what happened in the live chat?
Well, let's see. Everyone kept on saying, okay, bride and groom goes across the bridge. Kobe, you cross the bridge on one side. Kitty, you cross the bridge on the other side. I said, the groom stands down here with the minister and waits on
the bride. Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's right. They do, don't they?
Yeah, and thank you, Marco, for walking me down the aisle and giving me away. And Mom for being my maid of honor. She was so pretty, guys. You guys just saw her. And, but yeah, you guys can see the video. And it was funny because I wasn't expecting Marco to be so professional about it. He just walked me down the aisle and then he, like, bowed to Cobra. And then it was just, it was cute. Couldn't ask for it to go any better.
No.
So if you guys, you know, yeah, that's like, it was awesome. The highlight of probably of our whole game time.
Well, it almost sounded like you said it was kind of odd.
No, I said it was awesome.
I know.
I had turned my head to look at him, but no, it was awesome. I loved it. It was just, it's a highlight of our game time. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Since we've been playing, that would have to be one of the biggest high points right there. That had to have been it. So,
If it ain't the high point, it would be, well, it would be the high point.
It would be the high point. Because we've been together since Dreamcast days. So for that, you know, and Edward put that in there, you know, they've been together since PSO on Dreamcast. I thought that was so sweet. And we did. And how we met was ironic. Like, I kid you not, this is how we met. Okay. I think I've already explained this in one of the other podcasts, but okay, I had a friend inside the party that his friend was in, so I went to the lobby and I was just standing there like, I wish they'd hurry up. You know, and you had like those little bubble chairs where you guys could, you know, cop a squat and have yourself a seat. So I'm like sitting there and I'm waiting for him to show up and then here comes Cobra.
Yep.
And I didn't know it then, but he had a thing for female casts. And what's funny is I had a thing for Humars. So that's awkward because I had a thing for, like, I thought they were cute. Okay. And so he, like, I said, oh, you got a cute character, you know. He goes, same to you. I'm like, so what are you doing here? Because it's like an empty lobby. There's nobody here. And he said, I'm waiting for my friend to come out of a party. I said, so am I. I said, who's your friend? And we both, you know, tell each other. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And then here came our friend, like, we continue talking. So then he called, and then the rest is history. Like, you guys all want to hear that, but, you know, there may be couples out there that's on PSU right now that's, you know, that maybe, yes, in a couple years we've been together going on 9 years.
Yep.
So...
Unfortunately, the half of the first year we were practically apart because of training.
Yeah, hence Cobra.
Yep.
Yeah, C-146 Cobra. That's what that's, you know. Yeah, we were away and it was hard. And I had PSO to kind of help pull me through, you know. I had friends on there and, you know. So this game has always been, you know, my relaxation, my getaway, my
comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, I went from playing like a game like EverQuest, not trying to plug it, but then I went to this game. Then
you ran into me.
Yeah. And I played other MMOs, but no game compares to Fantasy Star.
If I remember right about the lobby, it was one of those lobbies that was down the list of the I believe you could call it a sub lobby. It was like
you could play like soccer.
Well,
It wasn't one of those. It was like that,
yeah,
it was an awkward colored looking lobby.
Yeah, it was like 12-3, I think, or 12-5 or something like that.
Yeah, like us, the chances of us actually meeting there was like slim to none. And then we just like showed up and then started talking.
Yeah, you would basically have a better chance of finding Christmas wrappies during Easter.
Really. But I was like, your character is so hot. You know, I was like really younger. I think I was like, I don't remember how old I was then.
But at that time, you were, I think you were
23 or 24.
You were 23, going to be 24.
Yeah. And I was like, your character is so hot. Yeah. I'm really weird about that.
And I told you I liked your character too.
Yeah, these are random facts you guys are getting to hear about us, which is totally off, you know. Well, it's Phantasy Star related.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you guys ever want to leave comments for us, we've had a few comments and, you know, we're enjoying, you know, getting you guys' feedback. Again, this question for this podcast is, what event would you guys like to see and why? So we can share it on the next podcast, which would probably be, we're like 2 days late, but let's see here. Probably the second Saturday, July 2nd. Sounds about right. So if you guys want to be a part of that, then feel free to contact me. And, you know, when the forums come back up, you guys can post on the thread. You know, you guys want to be a guest. That's all you guys have to do. You know, all I ask is that you guys, you know, no cussing and be nice and stuff like that. That's it. That's the only restriction, you know, that's restrictions. Get that out there.
Yep.
So
that's the only rules and regulations.
Just be nice and, you know, that's it. No cursing.
Clean language and niceness is all it takes.
Right, because this is a family-friendly podcast. So, even, you know. Okay.
Yeah, and two former military people being on the podcast, being able to keep their language straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, that is kind of hard for military people.
I wouldn't have never been military. seriously, haven't. But,
well, you've heard how I've talked.
Yeah, my goodness. When he came back, that was, oh my. Well, we promised you guys that we would play another Sonic song for Sonic's birthday. Like I said, this is dedicated to, you know, Sonic and for everybody that's playing the Great Arms Race. And we hope that you guys win the weapon, or your weapon wins, you know, it's all equal. So, if, you know, like for instance, just throwing that out there, whoever, you know, wins, congratulations. So, yeah.
Whether it's Yomi, Tenora Works, DRM.
Yeah, I mean, whoever wins, can, you know, support.
Yep.
So, okay. So here's the next Sonic song for his birthday. We hope that you guys enjoy it.
Some friends.
Yeah, that was a great song right there. That was Sonic Heroes. But we can learn a lot from that song that I just played, because it's like, we could do it, if, you know, if we all do it together, you know. Yeah. But yeah. If the songs were kind of loud, I'm sorry. So, yeah. But I hope you guys, enjoy the songs. And don't forget, the little blue guy is, which is Sonic, of course, his birthday is the 23rd. So... I'm pretty sure he'll make an appearance. I'm looking forward to seeing him. And wish him a happy birthday. So we hope that you guys enjoyed the podcast. And don't forget, we will be doing the live radio. I'll probably be doing that. Let me pick out a date here for you guys. I'm just, let's see. I might do it the 25th. So I'll go ahead and do Saturday the 25th, probably about 7 p.m. Almost at 7 a.m. 7 p.m. You guys can come there, you know, and join in and listen. And if you guys want to find out more information, you know, hopefully the forums will be back up by then. And you guys can see where it says Fantasy Star Radio. So check that out. And you guys can also be a guest on there too. And again, just like the podcast, clean language and... just be nice. That's it. Okay, we hope that you guys enjoyed the podcast. And by the way, we're at level 113. We are moving on up.
Yep, 7 more levels for S3s.
Yep. Okay, so if you guys see us online, I'm Hello Kitty.
And I'm C146 Cobra.
And you guys can, you know, say hi and we can do partying and stuff like that. So we hope that you guys are enjoying the event and the podcast. Don't forget to leave comments and let us know how we're doing. And also check out iTunes and give us a rating. Hope that we're doing good. So, okay. So, have a good night, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Star Podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast, and please subscribe to the podcast, and have a good evening.